This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We have the most amazing and awesome people here on the coast, and you can learn from them, talk with them, and just hear about and participate in conversations about topics that are of interest here in the coastside and, frankly, around the world. That's our topic today. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature of the Week. And I'm speaking today with Ron Weiss, who is with the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows Lodge. And Ron, you are the speaker, chairman of the speaker series. Just tell me about the speaker series.
Well, the speaker series is a monthly event, usually on the third Thursday of the month, where we get a variety of experts to come talk to the community about lots of different topics. And I'll say that it's pretty amazing what this little town in Half Moon Bay can bring to the speaker series. It's a great community event. We often start off with just visiting for the first few minutes. People get there. There's usually a cookie and a cup of coffee waiting for you.
It's a social hour.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's always fun.
And then after that, we have usually a well-known speaker. For example, coming up, just to give you a sense of what we have Jerry Kaplan is going to be talking about artificial intelligence, and he is a nationally recognized expert. He's also local to the coastside. Here he is going to be in our little town of Half Moon Bay.
We've had some big speaks here. We had Joan Baez come not too long ago, and so tell me about some of the other speakers that you've had coming in. Who are some of the other, either the topics or the speakers?
Yeah, well, we've had Carolyn Tilley, who spoke last year about ritual of food, and she's also nationally recognized. She has put together events for the Smithsonian and for the Getty Museum. And again, she has written several books about using food in different rituals. She'll be coming back again this coming up year during the holiday season. Great time around Thanksgiving.
Great. You also had Gordon Wiltsey, who's a National Geographic photographer. He talked about climbing the big walls in the Arctic, as I recall.
Yeah, he is a nationally recognized photographer who has climbed Mount Everest. He's been on the cover. He's had his photos been on the cover of National Geographic, I think, about a dozen times.
At least, yes.
And again, known around the world for his photography skills and his sense of adventure, taking photos while hanging off a cliff. and again, up until recently, he was local as well.
And one of the my favorite ones, I have to admit, in the past was the Art of Tugging Against the Tide, our own Jan Tiora, who was the first woman tugboat captain in the Bay Area.
Absolutely. She was amazing. She sold the house out, talked about her career in a field that was not really known for its opportunities for women. And she was the first tugboat captain in the Bay Area. Quite amazing story. And she's also a very talented photographer. And
oh, man, she is.
So that was a great night. And by the way, I should also mention that before the main event, we have, for lack of a better analogy, we have a warm-up band, so to speak.
Warm-up band. Well, I know you have the social hour where people can visit.
Yeah.
So it starts usually about what time of night?
Yeah. So again, our main speaker tends to be around on Thursday at 7 p.m., but the doors open at 6. And as I said before, we usually serve a nice cookie, and we have someone come come in to kind of get the audience going to talk maybe about a related subject. So, for example, the Jerry Kaplan event coming up, we have two Oddfellow members who are going to demonstrate artificial intelligence examples in that they use every day on the job. So we'd like to have give people a taste of what's coming up and get them going to think about the subject with during the what we call the pre-talk hour.
I remember for the JNTR, the tugging, the art of tugging against the tide, you had Bob Dooley who did a history of the fishing on the coast. And then there was for Phil Chapnick who did a presentation on China. There was a tea ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with Gordon Wiltsy's presentation before. There were people who talked about the commercialization of Mount Everest. So the topics are wide and varied. And so far you have a social, and then you'll have someone local or regional talk about a related topic. Mm-hmm. And then you have basically someone giving a lecture with a PowerPoint or something like that. That's been the format up to this point, correct? And that's kind of new, quite frankly.
Right. And also we're kind of changing that up a little bit for this.
Not more change.
For 2026 in particular, actually coming up sooner, we're going to add a new aspect. We're going to add an interviewer. Many of you know David Gorn, who has his own podcast on the Coast Site.
Yeah,
and
Gorn.
He has agreed to help us out and do some interviewing and some moderating of some panels. And so we're going to kind of go with the fresh air model of with Terry Gross, where we're going to add that aspect. So it's not just going to be a PowerPoint presentation with slides. There's going to be a conversation going, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
That sounds very interesting, actually. So if it's going to be fresh air, so does that mean there would be a panel and the people in the audience would have more of an opportunity to ask questions, get answers, share ideas, that type of thing?
Or
what does it look like?
Well, for example, one that we're just in the process of planning now is we'd like to do a feature on local women in the restaurant business here on the Coast Side. So as many of you know, a lot of our favorite places, Pasta Moon, It's Italia, The Catch, many of these restaurants are run by women. And we wanted to recognize, again, that's another example of a field that has been traditionally dominated by men. So in April, we're hoping to do a feature on with a panel to honor and to recognize women involved in the restaurant, in the top restaurant in industry on the Coast Side.
That sounds fascinating. So some of the upcoming ones you talked about the gentleman who does, who's nationally known about AI, artificial intelligence. And then I see there's a guy named Barry Eisler. He's an author and says he was a CIA operative and a judo black belt. Okay, what in the world is this guy going to talk about?
Well, yeah, Barry Eisler is going to be super interesting. He is an accomplished author, has written more than a dozen books.
Mysteries, yeah. I get.
They're spy thrillers, really.
Spy thrillers, okay.
And you're right. He was a CIA operative, and I think that gives him special knowledge. I don't know that he can talk about his experiences in detail, but it gives him a sense of authenticity. And he's just come up with a new book, and he'll probably talk a little bit about that, but we're going to talk about some of the other books that he's written. Even more interestingly, how he has been able to incorporate his experiences as a CIA operative into these novels.
You have so many really interesting topics. If people want to say, hey, I'd like to listen to this person. And by the way, the speaker series is at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows, and their website is hmb-odd.org. That's hmb-odd.org. And you can see what's coming up on their calendar. But let's say I'm coming through. I've been to this. And of course, you can sign up for the events there as well. If they want to suggest something like a speaker, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. In fact, we really love it when community members come to us with a suggestion of a speaker. We're open to that. And I think the best thing that they can do would be to, during an event, if they came to one of the speaking events, they could look for any Oddfellow member. They can also send an email to a general email to the Oddfellows Lodge.
Right off the website.
Yeah, right off the website. Since I'm chair of the speaker committee, I'm a great person to talk to.
Yes, you are always a great speaker. Events themselves are inexpensive. They're like 10 bucks or something like that, not even 10. Sometimes they range.
Right. No, $10. It's always $10 for the speaker events, although we do have music events and we have film events as well. And but for the speaker events, they're always $10, and that includes the cookie and the coffee. But the best part about that is all the proceeds go to our local students for college scholarship, and most of these students are first-time college students, and so we feel really good about that. And as a whole, Oddfellows has raised, in the last few years, has raised over $50,000.
I knew it was well over 50.
And it's really quite amazing. So you can give more than $10 per ticket, but yeah, it's inexpensive. And again, it is a great way to hear from an expert. Again, going back to Jerry Kaplan, I know he speaks in a lot of other venues, and I'm sure the tickets might be a lot more expensive, but here it's affordable. And again, we have this opportunity to hear from a nationally recognized expert.
If you are interested in hearing some great speakers, having conversations about topics with local experts, the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows speaker series is the place to go. Thank you, Ron Weiss, for showing up and telling us about the speaker series. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
I am Cindy Menzel for the Feature of the Week.
Cindy Menzel with our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.